Good evening. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of our Darrell campus students, as well as the online students, both by the internet and by Roku. Let us pray so we can get started. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of revelation. He's our helper. He's our comforter. He's the one called alongside to help. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you how each week he constantly pours out his life unto us, and so we're so thankful for that. We thank you for all of these students here in the class tonight and online. We thank you that the Spirit of wisdom and revelation will rest upon us, that we will share tonight with these students that which will impact and cause them to move forward in spiritual things. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to move quickly tonight. I've been trying to get to this for a few sessions now. But I want to give you what I believe is Paul's secret, as well as our apostles' secret, to why you see them having so much success in ministry and in their personal lives. And I think if all of us would take heart to do these things, our lives will take off in new dimensions. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. We'll read verses 1 and 2. And we'll drop down to verse 15. This is the secret. Now, y'all notice in previous classes, I talked about the spirit language. Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
The spirit language, the language of the spirit. I think the church has put so little emphasis on praying in the spirit and our spirit language that we've gotten left so far behind.
Yes, sir.
You know, praying in the spirit is not optional.
No, sir.
I can liken it unto this. You know, babies learn to speak because they listen to us.
Amen.
Right?
I mean,
that goo goo gaga, I told you that before, goo gaga, that's not the language of a baby. That's just undeveloped vocal cords. Children be trying to tell you something, but their vocal cords aren't developed to give you the perfect English words yet. Okay? Now, watch what I'm about to tell you. The Bible says in Acts 2, I know I said 1 Corinthians 14, we'll get there. Acts 2, 2:4. Acts 2:4. What it says?
And they were all filled
with the Holy Ghost.
And they all began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance.
Say spirit language.
Spirit language.
See? That's where you get your... See, it's actually the Holy Spirit teaching your spirit how to pray to God in a supernatural way, not known to you, but known only to God. And then God turns around and talks to you in the language that you know. I know that sounds simple, but that's supernatural. You praying, you can't understand what you're saying. You know, you saw Rota La Masha, you don't know what. Now, you get around people praying in tongues, they look at you like you're strange. You ever slipped up in the store and tried to catch yourself? Oh, I'm going to go over here. Because, you know, some of y'all are a little dignified. You know, you ain't never slipped up in the store, forgot where you was.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Then you got the look. And not only did you get the look, you got a few people kind of easing away from you, trying not to be so obvious. You see, because praying in the spirit is a spirit language. It's the language of the spirit. It's the greatest gift the Holy Ghost gives to you. Now, that is not to be mixed up with 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Where it talks about diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. Because, see, your spirit language is for your edification. Your spirit language is for you to be built up. Your spirit language is personal. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit is to profit everybody. When they say to profit with all, it's really talking about to edify the whole church. Gifts of the Spirit is to build up the church. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So in Acts 2:4, you saw where they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. They all got a spirit language.
That's why when you read further down, they say, aren't all of these people Galileans? But how be we hear them speaking in our own language the wonderful works of God? Isn't that something? Okay, 1 Corinthians 14. This is, I believe, why I call him Dad, but this is why our apostle is so effective in ministry. I believe he have done this more than any man I can remember, because it's one of the things he's always emphasizing us. And just when you think you arrived, the communication said you need to pray more. I'm going to go over here. Just when you know, some of us can't get to an hour. Now, we don't want to get in bondage about an hour, but you know what? If you think you can talk to God in 10 minutes and, you know, that's a wrap, then you just kind of making a little ritual. You know, I believe when a person really gets serious about praying in the spirit and seeking God, you get so caught up that time just starts running on you. So really, it's not really fun till you have no consciousness of time. See, but if you, like God, you're on the clock here. You need to hurry up and say what you got to say to me, because I have other things that's more important to do. 1 Corinthians 14, 1. What'd he say? Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. But I rather that you may what?
Prophesy.
I rather that you prophesy. Read.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue.
He that speaketh in an unknown tongue.
Speaketh not unto men.
Put a peg right there. Every time you make a conscious decision to speak in your spirit language, what you're telling God is, I'm making time to talk to you one-on-one. I'm not talking to no man, I'm talking to you. Now, y'all know everybody be talking about, man, I want to hear from God. God say, I made it easy for you. Tell you, you get up in the morning, hopefully you tell your wife good morning. Yeah, I mean, you know, and you speak to the children and you communicate. Well, we have a supernatural ability to communicate with God on a daily basis. And watch this. We ought to put him first. Soon as you wake up, you ought to start praying in the spirit. Lord, the first one I want to consult is you. When you get up in the morning and when you go to bed at night. Why? Because there's a purpose of praying in your spirit language. Huh? Ephesians 3, 14 through 16. What it says.
For this cause,
I bow my knees
unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
of whom the whole family
in heaven and earth
is named.
That he would grant you,
according to the riches of his glory,
to be strengthened with might.
Notice this phrase, to be strengthened with might by his spirit. So if you're going to have any inner strength to function in spiritual things, you must be a bona fide tongue talker. See, because we're talking about strengthening, some of us want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Y'all know who that is, huh? Come on, ladies. Y'all all know he played in Terminator movies, you know. And he was a bodybuilder on steroids. Y'all know. Yeah, you know. So everybody wants you to kind of look like some of these fellas, you know, have muscles bulging out. But you know, you can't go buy a set of weights and look at them and get there. You got to do something. Now, we start talking about being strengthened with might by his spirit in our inner man. If you don't have a spirit language, you can't get built up in the spirit. I don't know why churches fight praying in tongues. I don't know why churches fight being filled with the spirit. Because without being filled with the spirit, you have no spirit language and you have no direct way to communicate to God with God on a supernatural level. So now it talks about, not only do I have the ability to pray in a spirit language and talk directly to God, that's where my strength comes from. That spirit to spirit communication. When I pray in the spirit, I bypass my mind. Now, y'all know we some intellectual people. Come on, let's be honest. But God is not a mind. He's a spirit. But we must engage our minds by being renewed in the spirit of our minds. Are y'all with me? Now, I'm talking about communicating with God, being strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now, we got Jude 20. Come on. You ever face some stuff you didn't feel like you can get through? Anybody facing some stuff you don't feel like you can get through tonight? Don't lie. You know, you might have came here and said, oh, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Well, you're going to make it. All it takes, you know, you hear people quote, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, here's your strengthening verse. Be strengthened. Yeah. But ye beloved,
building up yourself.
I say, here's your strengthening verse. Here's how you build up yourself. But you beloved,
building
up yourselves on your most
holy faith.
On your most holy faith.
Praying in the Holy Ghost.
Now, y'all know praying in the what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. That's praying in the Spirit. Once again, you cannot pray in the Spirit. You cannot have a spirit language until you are first filled with the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit, one level. Y'all got it? Being filled with the Spirit, a whole nother level. Then you could be constantly being filled, because remember, they wasn't just filled with the Spirit in Acts chapter 2. They came back again in Acts chapter 4, and they got baptized again. Oh, Lord, somebody say, huh? Yeah, it's in the Bible. Read it sometime. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, I told you this is Apostle's secret. 14:18. What does Paul say? 1 Corinthians 14:18. Now watch this. What did he say?
I thank my God.
I speak with tongues.
More than ye all.
Now, did you hear what that man just said? This man talking to a whole church. He say, I thank God. I speak with tongues more than you all. Now let's talk. See, tongues is not for a spiritual show. Paul said, when I come to you, and I'm before you as we're gathered and I have to talk to you, I'd rather talk in a sound you can understand than to come up here and babble in tongues. You don't have no clue what I'm saying. So for him to say I speak with tongues more than you all, he was saying in my private time, in my intimate time, one-on-one, me and God, I spend more time praying in tongues. I believe those 3.5 years that Paul separated himself, I believe Paul was talking to God, praying in tongues, babbling, speaking in the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost was teaching him. All right. Now this is going to blow you away. Because, see, if you got filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke with tongues, whatever made you think Jesus wasn't a tongue talker? I felt y'all looking at me. So now I got to take you to, well, I mean, you know, it's kind of like shock to ears, right? We know Mary, the mother of Jesus, spoke with tongues because she was one of the 120 in the upper room. And since Acts 2:4 said they all were filled, we have no question about that. But we never bother to think about Jesus. Huh? But we have the Spirit by measure. And we speak in tongues. Come on, y'all kind of quiet. I mean, I suppose if you got the fullness of the Holy Spirit, my goodness, you talking about talking in tongues? All right, let me ask you a question. If Jesus prayed all night long, you think he just was praying in his Hebrew tongue? No, I say the Bible says he continued all night in prayer. He had to choose some men who he would ordain to be apostles. I believe he was communicating with God so he can get the list together. Because he needed to have some strength on the inside, because one of them was a devil. You know, you have to do some praying to choose your devil, because you're going to have to treat your devil like the rest. So somebody say, well, did Jesus pray in tongues? Turn to St. John 3:34. See, we act like Jesus did ministry apart from the Holy Spirit. Didn't the apostle just teach us? Luke 4:18, Acts 10:38, some of my favorite passages. See, Jesus did not operate in the earth realm as God, even though he was God come in the flesh. He was God incarnate. He was the word that was made flesh. But when it came to functioning in the earth realm, he had to function as a man anointed by God. If he functioned as God, he didn't need to be anointed. God don't need to be anointed. God is. Now, where I told y'all turn. St. John 3:34. What does it say?
For he whom God hath sent.
Speaketh the words of God. Speaketh the words of God.
For God giveth not the Spirit.
For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. God sent him. God sent him. And he didn't get the Spirit by measure. You remember, we apostle was talking about it again tonight. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. They say when Jesus was baptized of John in the River Jordan, say when he came up out of the water, lo, the heavens opened. The heavens, 1, 2, 3, opened. And what?
And lo, the heavens, and he saw the Spirit of God.
And he saw the Spirit of God.
Descending like a dove.
Descending like a dove.
And
lighting up on him. Now watch this. Watch in St. John chapter 1. You know, you read it when you get a chance, because you can't cover all this material. But in St. John chapter 1, John the Baptist, who was the forerunner to Jesus Christ, the Lord told him, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descend and remain upon, that's the Son of God. And John said, and I saw, and I bear record that this is the Son of God. See, we have all of these scriptures that we've been quoting, but Romans 8:14 is not put there for decorations. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How are you going to be led by the Spirit when you don't know the language of the Spirit? We talking about divine communication here now. I need to be led by the Holy Spirit. I got to have intimacy with him.
Yes, sir.
So the more I talk in tongues, not only am I strengthening myself on the inside, but I'm also developing that keen communication with God. All right. In the Garden of Gethsemane. Y'all remember that? Matthew chapter 26. Jesus asked he took Peter, James, and John, remember? He told them, y'all come watch and pray with me. When he came back, he saw them what? They were sleeping. Right? He said, okay. He went back and prayed again. He came back and found them sleeping. Isn't that something? Now, he asked them a question. He said, could you not tarry with me for? All right, so my question to you is, you think for 1 hour Jesus was praying in his Hebrew language again? I believe that this is not only Apostle Thompson's secret, Paul's secret, this have to be our secret to go to the next level. And I'm trying to give you in this class, we have to start developing a hunger and a thirst. Watch this. Not only for our spirit language, but in our pursuit of going deeper. You know, they say the deeper the root, the higher the tree will go. You know, we've been on the surface for too long. You know, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, I believe he prayed in the Holy Ghost. Then the angels came and ministered to him. Oh, well, what do you mean? He needed inner strength to go to that cross. You can't go to something and you not strengthen on the inside. Look at Paul. Paul, they kept warning him in every city he was going to. Don't go to Jerusalem. They're going to bind you. They're going to kill you. Don't you think at some point in time, Paul was a man of the Spirit, he would say, I'm not going. I'm going to preserve my own life. I'm going to stay here a little longer. No, Paul said it this way. I'm not ready only to go. I'm ready to be offered up. Because see, what you need to understand is he apprehended me. I didn't want this. I got to find out why he apprehended me. So if that means I got to go be with him, so be it. He told me I was going to carry his name before kings. How did he get all this? Paul, the Holy Ghost say we got to show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake. You ain't going to be liked. So you need to pray in the Holy Ghost to strengthen you. All right. Paul said, I pray with tongues more than all of you. Right? So we knew that he was communicating with God. Right? 1 Corinthians 14:15, what did it say? See, we've been doing one kind of prayer for too long. We satisfied with the Our Father prayer. Make sure that's the verse that say what he say, I will pray with my. All right. Now listen. We've been taught one kind of prayer. Can I be honest with you? Most people don't like to pray. Okay, I'm not going to talk to y'all. I'm going to go over here. I'm not trying to be funny. Most people don't like to pray. It's not high on the priority list. As a matter of fact, prayer for most people is after the fact. Oh, God, I'll pray when I get some. Oh, come on now. See, I know something about God. I know something about God. God say, put me first. See, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom first. That means first in time, first in order, first in rank. Praying in the spirit must be the first thing that's on your mind. Yes, why? Because I want to communicate with God. Somebody say, I can talk to God in my English language. Yes, you can. But Paul said, when I pray, matter of fact, y'all ready for this? It's on a higher level. I'm going to help you tonight. I said it's on a higher level. You want to know why? You ain't going to believe it. But when you pray out of your, when you praying in English, you're praying out of your intellect. You praying what you think you need or what you think God wants. That's exactly what you're praying because you got to think about it to say it. All right. So Paul said, when I speak in an unknown tongue, I'm not speaking to men. Huh? No man understand me. But let's take it to another level. I don't understand myself. I don't know what I'm saying when I'm praying in tongues. I never heard this dialect before. And I want you to know I'm not where I started out when I first got filled with the Spirit. Because when I first got filled with the Spirit, I was like, you know, I was in a whole lot of doubt. See, because I was living with my mother-in-law at the time. I'm schooling everybody else to get filled with the Spirit. I'm still tarrying. But I see, my daddy knew I was struggling with receiving my spirit language, so he gave me a book, How to Receive It by Faith. So I decided I'm going to try this one night. So I was kneeling next to my bed. So much for that, huh? I'll just finish. I was kneeling next to my bed, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to try this. And I heard my mother-in-law, somebody fiddling on the other side of the wall. And when I started, you know, just saying, I didn't know what I was saying. Y'all understand? Your mind don't understand. My mind was, I was driving myself up a wall because I'm like, this is not the Holy Ghost. Then that condemnation was coming in. You playing with God, right? But yet I heard the Holy Ghost say, speak that louder. I said, no, my mother-in-law going to hear me. So much for that. Y'all listening? But over the years, nothing changed. The very same words wanted to come out of my mouth when I was, very same words, and I have progressed. Because the more you pray in the Spirit, the more your language increases. All right? So 1 Corinthians 14:15, we have to stop here.
What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit.
I will pray with my spirit.
I will pray
with my spirit. That's what I want you to see. See, when apostles talk about the spirit language, how much he pray in tongues, what he's basically telling you is, I'm a spirit man, I'm led of the Spirit, I'm filled with the Spirit, and in order for me to maintain my cutting edge, I have to be a person of the Spirit. I cannot be a person of the Spirit if I don't pray in the Spirit constantly, consistently. Not once a day, not twice a day, not three times a day, but I make it a habit. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. How often do you talk all day? Since spirit language is communicating with God, then I would think that communicating with God becomes a priority in my life. And Paul, who wrote this information, he talked about groaning in the Spirit. Huh? You never had to pray when you got to groan in the Spirit? You can get a hold of stuff. You can get a hold of stuff praying in the Spirit and deal with it in the spirit world before your intellect could ever touch it. And I'm telling you, you get to the point where you pray in the Spirit, watch this. You know you got the answer before any, matter of fact, you left, you had the burden, but when you got up, you had the freedom. I know in the realm of the Spirit, I begin to pray about things that I had no idea was about to go on. There are things you know by the Spirit. When you pray in the Spirit, you get a whole lot. Before my father went to glory, I knew he was going. I hadn't talked to no doctor to tell me he was sick. I hadn't talked to my mother. I hadn't talked to none of my family members. But I was praying, and God started talking to me. And then you have to have inner strength to know this. Because you see, when I went to go to pray for him, you ready for this? He told me, do not pray. Why? Because I made a decision. I'm gone. Y'all not talking. All of your scriptures not going to work today. See, because I made a decision. Now, you know, you have to be prayed up to be accepting. He wasn't 100. He was a 72-year-old good-looking man. Never been to the hospital. All right. But this time he checked and he said, I'm gone. I had to be built up. And even when I tried to go into my fake faith, y'all want to know what that is? Quoting scripture that have no meaning, trying to overrule something because your intellect is interfering with your inner man. Your inner man already told you. Matter of fact, when you were saying those words out there, your inner man was saying, you know, that's not working. Y'all ain't never said nothing out here and in here. It didn't register. That's called developing your spirit. All right.